this.
Now you're on.
Sunday morning, 8:14:22. This is going to be the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The Lord asked me a question. It was a loaded one. Anyway, what in every church that you have been to has been taken care of first before my word is brought forth? I said, Lord, the offering. I put a frown. Business first, the love of money. 1 Timothy 6, the love of money is the root to all evil. Now you know why I rarely show up. Paul exhorted them to take care of all of that before he got there. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 16. See, I had to rush to get the scriptures to some of this because I'm... All right. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I'll tell you what, when we get done with people that are really serious that want to follow the Lord, when we get done rerouting, retraining, I said, Lord, is there anything that's been done right? Anything? 1 Corinthians 1, 16, 1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I've given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whosoever you shall approve by your letters, then will I send to bring your liberality into Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. So the gathering together is to bring the word, not to gather money. All right, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. The Lord spoke to me these scriptures way back when we first came into the Word of Faith. Because I'll tell you what, the churches of the day, they're offering happy. All right, this is 2 Corinthians 8, 1. Moreover, brethren, when we do... to wit, of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded into the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry of the saints. This wasn't something that was given out of coercion. This was something that these had people had in their hearts, even though they were poverty stricken. They had to talk them into taking it. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desired Titus that as he begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. What is this grace? It's called the grace of giving. You should never be shamed or coerced. I can't tell you how many church services I've sat through that they made you feel guilty. Speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Just like everything else, just like faith works, just like love works, so does the grace of giving. It works. It's a supernatural thing. It's not something that is extracted from you like the IRS. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of what that which ye have. But if there be a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye be burdened, but by an equality that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As is written, he that hath gathered much had nothing over, he that had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care in the heart of Titus for you, for indeed he accepted the exhortation. But being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches, and not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord, and declaration of your ready mind, avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. We have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Rather any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you, or our brethren be inquired of, that they, the messengers of the churches, show ye to them, and before the churches the proof of your love and of your boasting on your behalf. We're going to read chapter 9 also. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in this behalf, that as I said, you may be ready. Lest haply, if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we should be ashamed in this manner. Same confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof you had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth the cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always have an all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by the many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for their liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. So God loves a cheerful giver right here. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. All right, let's continue. When the people are taught, then they don't have to be constantly reminded. I love cheerful givers. Give in secret and reward openly. What happened to that? Jesus observed the Pharisees, but acknowledged the widow. This is Matthew chapter 12. Let me see here. Got here verse 43. That's not it. I wrote it down wrong. I was in a hurry. Well, anyway, we know what Jesus did. He went into the temple and saw the money changers in the temple. He drove them out with a whip. And then he said, you've made my, this is supposed to be a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. But also here with the woman. See, this little woman, she threw in everything she had, Jesus observed, while all the leaders threw up big amounts to be seen, to make a big show. many churches have you been in where they have these big to-dos where everybody gets up and tells how much you're giving towards the building program or all this stuff? I mean, we've been to a church where they're going to build this big old massive church, and since the pledges didn't come in, they got up and told them, "Yeah, I'm disappointed in all of you. You need to step up." You know, where God guides, He provides. If you're saying, "Thus saith the Lord says, this is going to be so and so," don't you think He knows how to take care of what He orchestrates? All right. Jesus ran the money changers out of the temple. That's Matthew 21:12. I placed the love walk first. Do you hear them spending most of their services on that? I don't want my people hounded to give. Merchandising in the sanctuary happening in most of my churches, Wednesday and Sunday. I remember one church said, church we went to, and they had kind of a hallway that was kind of congested, but there was a missionary that they supported. That's where your church money went, you know, some of the church money went to that you give to. And so this was my thinking, well, why didn't they let him come talk and tell them, this is what we're doing, our mission, the mission that you support, this is a report on what, you know, what's going on. What'd they do? They stuck him in the hallway selling coffee. He brought coffee so he could make money. In the hallway. They didn't want to bring that into the sanctuary. But see, it's already going on in the sanctuary. What do these pastors see? Do they see my sheep and my little ones? Or do they see cha-ching? The title of this is cha-ching. See, everything that you do is between you and God. And yes, we do teach the Word of God, and then it's up to the individual what they do about it. Just like with everything else in the church, they can't get healed, so they go to doctors. They don't have enough money, so they glean it out of the people. They have fundraisers and banquets, trying to get pledges. Well, if God's in it, God told me years ago, when I guide, I provide. See, it's a supernatural thing. It's not by coercion. It's not by the way the world works. Isn't that how the way the world works? It sure would cut out a lot of time as far as bringing the word and what's really important, wouldn't it? I mean, this is all we've ever done. Put a plate there. Somebody wants to give five, you don't find. I don't care. I'm not in it for the money. Anyway, just some food for thought. That's what the Lord gave me before the service.